there's been some very warm ocean temperatures around Australian waters, not just off the east coast, but also off the northwest coast. And so the availability of moisture this autumn has been reasonably good, despite the developing El Niño in the Pacific.
To what extent has that developed?
Fairly well developed now. And El Niño is defined by really a combination of water temperatures as relation to average in different areas of the Pacific. And so based on the definition of a formal definition of what constitutes an El Niño, we're already in one. We have to also realise a few facts about an El Niño. A lot of people think, oh, it means a disaster for Australian agriculture. Not always. It's not a good thing to have, but it's not necessarily disastrous, because only in about 60% of El Niños in the past has there been significant reduction in rainfall potential for its duration. That means that in 40% of them, rainfall's been relatively normal. So not every El Niño means disaster, but it does mean that the chances of moisture coming in from the tropical South Pacific into eastern Australia decrease. If the chances of that moisture decrease, then the areas that depend on that moisture, and at different times of the year, different areas that depend on it, the areas that depend on moisture from that source will have more of a struggle to reach average rainfall. The other thing the El Niño means is there's less convection over the Western Pacific, therefore there's less cloud over Australia. Less cloud means more sun, and more sun means higher daytime temperatures. Higher daytime temperatures can then lead to things like bushfires and everything else, especially in the southern states. The developing El Niño is there. We've still got the warm or relatively warm ocean temperatures around parts of Australia. There's still moisture sources coming in from convection over the Indian Ocean. And so the rain event that we've had in recent weeks is likely to occur again, even though perhaps to a lower extent in the next couple of weeks. But, if the El Niño persists, as all models indicate it's going to for at least the rest of this year, then the situation becomes more concerning, I suppose, as we head into the latter part of the year and into next summer.
If it is the case that it does get warmer and not a lot of rain, are there any indicators to suggest how long it may last?
It's only historical. Historical indicators say an El Niño rarely lasts more than about 7 or 8 months, a full-blown one. However, they have lasted up to 12 months, weakened away, and then come back again. At the moment, it looks as though all models indicate that the El Niño will be the most likely scenario through until at least around about March or April of next year. If it starts weakening off in March or April of next year, then the situation won't be serious as it becomes, if it lasts longer, of course.
And that means it will tie into a drought, I would imagine. Not suggesting that that dry time of about 6 months is going to be a drought, but the El Niño is responsible for...
Look, the El Niño is responsible for reducing the opportunity of moisture feeding into Australia from the Pacific. Now, that's one source of moisture. It's not the only source of moisture, but, you know, let's be realistic. If one major source of moisture is sort of reduced considerably, then the chances of the other sources compensating for that decrease. And over a couple of months, then you've got a possibility of something else occurring. Over 6 months, the chances of it occurring sufficiently frequently to overcome the moisture deficiencies established by the El Niño will also decrease. So, yes, if the El Niño lasts well into next year, then from late spring through summer and even next autumn, the chances of rainfall reaching average were down around about 35 to 40% for most of, say, northern central New South Wales. It doesn't mean it's definitely going to be a drought, but it means that the chances of significant rainfall decrease considerably. And this normally wouldn't be as big a problem as it is at the moment, because at the moment there are areas that are often the most likely affected by the El Niño, which are areas in Queensland, southern central Queensland, northern inland New South Wales. Those areas, are already really in drought. There's some quite major moisture deficiencies in New South Wales, especially, as I said, west of Moree, and in those areas, and a continuation of moisture reduction in those areas will obviously mean quite serious consequences for agriculture in those regions. You know, and as I said, we just have to hold on to the fact that in 40% of El Niños, rainfall doesn't actually significantly deteriorate. So just because there's an El Niño doesn't mean it's all doom and gloom. It just means that we're going to have to keep our fingers crossed a little bit strongly.